はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう火星、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 132. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. We are back with Natsuko-san and Yoshi-san. Today's lesson is part 3 in our mini-series about the noisy neighbor. Today we're going to have a short review lesson. We're going to cover some of the points we've covered over the last 2 weeks, plus review some of the points we've covered in previous lessons. So today should bring a lot together. Also, be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the PDF. Inside the PDF, always detailed grammar write-ups, plus the vocabulary and transcripts. Inside the Learning Center, we have lots of different things to bring everything you learn together. Test yourself, quiz yourself, really reinforce what you learn in the podcast. So, with that said, let's get into today's lesson. Here we go.
どうだった？
バッチリだったよ。
っていうか、もっとうるさくなったけど、なんて言ったの？
あまり言いたくない。いや、言えない。ひどいことを言ったから。教えてあげたいけど、その言葉を二度と口にしたくない。
マジで？本気で怒ったの？彼女がかわいそうだな。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
どうだった？
バッチリだったよ。
っていうか、もっとうるさくなったけど、なんて言ったの？
あまり言いたくない、いや、言えない、ひどいことを言ったから、教えてあげたいけど、その言葉を二度と口にしたくない。
マジで？本気で怒ったの？彼女がかわいそうだな。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
どうだった？
What happened?
バッチリだったよ。
It's all taken care of. っ
ていうか、もっとうるさくなったけど、なんて言ったの？
But it became even louder. What did you say?
あまり言いたくない。いや、言えない。ひどいことを言ったから。
I don't want to talk about it. No, I can't say it. It was terrible what I said.
教えてあげたいけど、その言葉を二度と口にしたくない。
I want to tell you, but I don't want to ever say that again.
マジで？本気で怒ったの？彼女がかわいそうだな。
Really? Are you serious? You got angry for real?Oh, I feel bad for her. Yoshi-san, let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
Natsuko-san, 今日の会話はどうでしたか？
何がバッチリだったんでしょうね。
English, please.
What's taken care of?
The problem, it's all resolved.
そうかな。
And what about that knock at the end? Who do you think that is?
さあ、do we have to find out in the next story of the series?
You got it, Natsuko-san. Next Thursday, we'll get that answer.
So we're still not finished with this problem.
Nope. Well, you could have a noisy neighbor for months. This one could go on for years. So we're just going to have to see what happens here. Okay, today, most of the vocab we've had in previous lessons, what we're going to do is go over a few, plus introduce a few new ones. In addition, we're going to go over a few phrases. Yoshi-san, first phrase.
Te-yuka.
But, that is...That is to say, depends on the context here. We'll go over in a minute, but Yoshi-san, can you break it down?
Te-yu-ka. Te-yu-ka.
Now, let's look at the dialogue real quick to get the meaning of this. The friend who came back said that everything went well. His friend, who lives in the apartment, responded with,
Te-yu-ka. もっとうるさくなったけど、なんて言ったの?
Let's look at,
もっとうるさくなったけど。
But it got louder.So, the phrase,
Teyuka,
was used before he introduced the fact that the music got louder.
It's used as a filler, but used to express a slight objection to what is said.
Yeah, and I think what is said is the key to understanding this phrase.
Yes.
So we have Te, which indicates that we're going to take a quotation. We're going to take something that someone said.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the rest of this phrase?
You ka.
And this has the same meaning as?
You yori mo.
Rather than saying, and as we have that quotation mark, we're going to take what the person just said, mm-hmm. what the speaker just said.
Yes.
And insert that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than saying, it's been taken care of, is the literal translation. Now we have to interpret here. And a good way to interpret this phrase is, in English, sometimes when you want to object to what someone says, you repeat what they say and then offer a counter argument. It's all taken care of, but it just got louder.
Mm-hmm. So maybe like, I'd rather say it got even louder.
Yeah. So this is where this phrase comes from. And the te indicates that you're using what was just said. And you're going to challenge that or object to that
mm-hmm.
or add some more information to that.
Yes. And you can use this for the thing you just said by yourself. Changing opinions.
Yeah. So adding things that you said yourself. And maybe you can use it to sum everything up. You just said all these things. And you finally put it together in your head. You want to sum it up and say it. Teyuka. And you give the final summary. Next we have.
Hidoi.
Cruel. Mean. Nasty. Terrible. Horrible.
Hidoi. Hidoi.
あれはひどい事故だったね。
That was a terrible accident, wasn't it?
そんなことを言うなんてひどい。
To say such a thing, it's terrible. Next we have.
口にする
An idiomatic expression to say.
口にする口にする
口 mouth, に direction particle, and する to do. Natsuko-san, do you have a way we can interpret this?
Something to do with your mouth.
Something to do with your mouth. Speak.
And eat.
And eat. We can use this also for eating.
I think speaking is more frequent.But it's sometimes used for eating as well.
Yoshi-san, can you give us some examples?
不満は口にしない方がいい。
You shouldn't bring up complaints. And the other version, that was using your mouth to speak verbally. We also have for eating.
お坊さんは肉を口にしない。
Buddhist priests don't eat meat. Now this idiomatic phrase, 口にする, for eating, is not interchangeable with 食べる. So if you want to go out andstart changing this with taberu, it's not going to work. It's kind of an expression. It's an idiomatic expression. So it takes a little bit of getting used to,
mm-hmm.
to find a context to use. Next we have.
マジで?
Are you serious? Are you for real? Really?
マジで。マジで。
And this is made up of the word?
マジ。
Which is short for?
真面目。
Serious.Then we have the te form of the copula, de, and this indicates that something follows. Now, what comes after the te form of the copula is inferred here. Okay, and finally we have
かわいそう.
Poor, as in poor thing, to feel pity about something.
かわいそう. かわいそう.
If you see someone or something affected in a very sad or negative way, you can use this word.
Yes, in a very compassionate way.
Yeah, Natsuko-san, thank you for giving us that word. That was the word I was looking for. Compassion. So often on TV, when there's quite sad news, you can hear this word being said, kawaiso.
Yeah.
Or if you see something visible, for example, driving in a car and you see an animal that was hit by a car, you could say,
kawaiso.
Yoshi-san, any examples?
Peter-san, 働きすぎでかわいそう。
Peter works too much.
ちょっと今笑ってましたよね。
Yes, and this is the meaning. Of course, the way it's said and the intonation and the context can be used in as an ironic expression and things like this. So, but yes, another phrase that you'll hear a lot. This word has characteristics of a na adjective.
Yes.
So when it comes in front of a noun, we have...
かわいそうなピーター。
Yes.
Going.
Thank you very much. Okay. Now what we're going to do is take a quick look at the conversation. Let's run right through it real quick. One more time. Yoshi-san, from the top.
どうだった?
How was it? Pretty straightforward here.
バッチリだったよ。
Now, バッチリ is a phrase we had yesterday. How do we translate that?
Perfect.
And here it's in the past tense. So we have?
It was perfect.
Yeah. So again, this is literal translation, and we have to interpret here. What was perfect was the meeting with the neighbor. So everything's perfect. It went well.
So it's all taken care of.
Exactly. This is followed by
ていうか
doubt.
もっとうるさくなったけど
But it's gotten louder. And again, we have to move some things from the back to the front. The literal translation is
もっと
more
うるさく
loud
なった
became
けど
but again, subjects inferred. So we have more loud became but we have to again start from the back. But it became more loud. But it became louder. Again, start from the back. Work your way. Next we have
なんて言ったの?
What did you say? And here we have the sentence ending particle
の
to indicate that it's a question. And this can be used in questions in spoken Japanese by both males and females. Then we have
あまり言いたくない
I don't really want to say
いや、言えない
No, I can't say. And this is a review of the potential form of class 1 verbs. We start with the verb, the dictionary form
you
conjugated to the potential form
言える
And now we have the negative potential
言えない
No, I can't say
ひどいことを言ったから
Terrible thing marked by the object marker
を
followed by
言った
said And who said, Natsuko-san?
The speaker
Yeah, I said And finally
から
Because I said a terrible thing This is the literal translation Now, when we interpret into English We feel the better translation is Because I said a terrible thing
教えてあげたいけど
I want to tell you, but
その言葉を二度と口にしたくない
I don't want to speak it again Okay, we're running short on time So let's just finish up here
マジで?
Are you serious? Really? Then this is followed by the phrase
本気で
True feeling And here the day marks with True feeling With
怒った
To get angry
の
And marks the question So the friend Who's the listening party So we can make that you True feeling Got angry Again, start from the back You got angry With your true feeling And this is with your real raw emotions So we interpret that as You got angry for real?
彼女がかわいそうだな
I feel bad for her. Poor girl. Okay, a lot in there. We're going to have a bit more write-up in the PDF, so stop by JapanesePod101.com. Pick up the PDF inside the Learning Center. We have things to bring it all together. So stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。
またね。